Good morning. Today's shiur is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Benjamin Sporn. Thank you. You're sponsoring in honor of my son's bar mitzvah, so I'm very grateful and so appreciative of our friendship and Baruch Hashem, our learning together that we have that zechus to do. Baruch Hashem, thank you for that sponsorship. The learning that we're learning should be in the zechus of the Sporns and their family. Okay, so last week we spoke about shoelaces. As far as Hilchos Muktzeh is concerned, we talked about broken shoes and shoes that had shoelaces come out. So I figure this week we will go on a tangent, and it's not really going to be Hilchos Muktzeh, but it will be a continuation of a discussion of shoelaces. Now you think, how big a role could shoelaces play in halacha? Well, we'll see how exactly they do play a role and what the issue, the question, the might be, and we're going to see how that will also apply to blowing up inflatable balls and balloons. And again, we talk about balloons, we're not talking about tying them on the bottom. That's a totally different issue. We're going to discuss the possibility of blowing up a balloon, even if, you know, sometimes the kids like to blow them up and let them fly around, you know, whiz around, or put a rubber band around the bottom. We'll see the issues there as far as blowing them up. So the sugya starts with the Gemara and Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph and Shabbos. Rav Chista shara la'ahadurei udra into a beis sadia b'Shabbos. What is returning udra to a beis sadia? Look at Rashi. And Rashi explains that it means to return the stuffing into a pillow. You have a pillow that has mochin, that has cotton in it, and cotton fell out. You know, sometimes nowadays you have zippers, but in the old days they didn't have zippers. Let's say they had a stitch or two, a few buttons. And between the buns, it starts slipping out of the cotton. They didn't have, a pillow, just stuffed cotton stuffing. So the stuffing fell out. So Rav Chista permitted that return to be returned on Shabbos. Eisvei, frek the Gemara, ve'enos, nes hamochen lo lotocha karvim mefursha, I don't know if it's a Mishnah or Braisa, that you're not allowed to put the cotton stuffing not into a karv, lo lotocha keses biyotiv, not into a small pillow, big pillow. You can't do it on Yontif. So you're not allowed to return it. So we have a stira, whether or not you're allowed to return the stuffing into a...
What's the problem if you put a stuffing in?
You'll see in a moment. We have stira, whether you're allowed to return the stuffing into a pillow or a pillow case on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, this is going to be these six words will be the most important things. Lo kashya. What's the answer to the contradiction? What's the resolution? Ha bechadati, ha ba'atiki. New versus old. Zokt Rashi, bichadati, when you're dealing with a new pillow that had never yet been stuffed, shalohayu me'olo l'sochan, that's going to be asur. Why? This is the answer to your question, Yossi. Dehashta avid le mana. You're making this pillow into a kli. Until now, an empty pillowcase was useless. Now that you're inserting the cotton into it, you're making something that was not a kli into a kli, what we call makabipatish or tikkun mana. Now, tikkun mana is often considered derabbana, makabipatish might be daraisa. Tikkun mana is used in different ways. Batiki, however, if it's an old one, lachzira lekarzesh enough lumimena, if it was already in this very specific pillow, and then you undid it from this specific pillow, are there any more sheets? Check it, there might. Oh, good. And then it fell out of this specific pillow. So the pillow already had a shame pillow before. You didn't give it a new shame pillow. That's not called tikkun mana, and that's going to be permitted to return it to a pillowcase. So first of all, Rabosa, you see something important. I'm not talking about a pillowcase like on your bed, your bed pillows. But let's say you have a couch pillow, and you have you ordered from a fabric place, custom-made pillows, or you ordered online pillows to match your couch. And then you had to buy stuffing separately. And it was never stuffed. So we see here that it's going to be usher to stuff it the first time on Shabbos or Yontif. However, it was already stuffed and you wanted to restuff it on Shabbos, that's mutter. So you see a fascinating thing, by the way. The action is identical. But in Hilchos Tikkun Mana, if it's the first time you do it and you're giving it the same kli, even though it's identical, the act of opening a zipper, opening a button, stuffing it in, closing it up, is identical whether it's new or old. But since it's being done for the first time, it's making the shame kli, that's the issue. Oh. Tosis comments and extends this issue to shoelaces. Let's look at Tosis on this Gemara in Shabbos Memches. After the Gemara says that if it's new versus old, Omeri, shimnotku chute hasarval, if the string of the sarval has fallen out, what's a sarval? I'm not really sure what a sarval is. But you'll see, he's talking about the concept of a shoelace, if it's not a shoe specifically. Im hanekev rachav, if the hole is wide enough, v'yachol achnis below torach, as long as there's no torach issue, this is going to be a different issue. So as long as there's no torach issue, that's a different problem on Shabbos, which we didn't mention yet. It'll be shoy. Why? Kevin da tiki. Since it's old and there's no tikkun mana issue, and it's not too hard to get the shoelace in to the hole, that'll be okay. As long as we're certain that you're not going to be, it's not going to be stuck there in a permanent way. If you're going to insert it in a way, this lace, in whatever you're lacing up, in a way that it's going to be stuck and tied there in a permanent way, as a separate iser drabanan, of Hachzara Shida Teva Migdal Gzer Shem Yitaka. Sometimes when you do something that you plan on sticking and sticking it in a strong way, let's say you have a peg that you have like a door on a cabinet. There's no screw, you're not screwing it in, there's a peg that you sort of push the peg and you click it in and it's locked in there. You can unlock it, and you can lock it. You can unlock it. I don't mean lock the door. I mean the hinges of the door, instead of being on hinges, is on pegs. You insert the peg, and when you insert the peg, the door will stay where it's supposed to be. You can take it out.
A pin?
No, ein binyan b'kelim. Ein binyan b'kelim. But it's a separate issue of gzeira shem yitaka. If you do something in a permanent way, that's a gzeira d'rabbanan. So
what's the gzeira here?
A gzeira atu binyan. So what Tosis did is Tosis introduced three different issues. We've been talking until now about tikkun mana, about inserting the lace into an item to make the item usable. Tosus also said, but you have to make sure you don't have the other issues of, number one, torach. So let me give you a great example of a torach. I'm jumping the gun, but let me just give you a great example of torach, and then we'll see the sources inside as we go. Did you ever have a sweatshirt or sweatpants that have the string, the waistband, or the hood string, and it comes out, and you try to get it back in? Is that one of the most miserable things in life, trying to get it in? You know, it's like, why should I throw it? Perfectly good. I could just get it in and fit it in, and you take a hanger and undo a hanger and stick the wire through, and it takes about 25 minutes, right? For a sweatshirt, that was about $9. And we all do it. We all do it. That's just, you're not going to throw it out just because the string came out. But that's a torach in my mind. It's hard. It's small. It's hard. You have to get it. You've tried 10 times. That's more. So that's going to be also not because of tikkun. We're going to be talking this morning about tikkun mana. But Tosis raised the issue that torach is going to be a problem. So I think that torach is an isra on Shabbos. In and of itself. Nothing to do with any of the malachim.
Very, very. How do you find Torah?
You're right. I will not give you... It's not even a matter
your
of
Torah
time.
May not be my Torah. But for you,
You're right. I'm not getting into a definition of Torah. I'm not defining it. It's somewhat... It is amorphous. Maybe it's more Torah for me and not for you. But the same reason why you're not allowed to are you allowed to move your furniture? You have a couch, a love seat, and an armchair in your seating area. Are you allowed to move them from place to place? None of them are mukta. They're inside your house. It's also because it's Torah.
Yeah, depends on Torah.
Yeah, what? There's an issue of Torah. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So now let's get back in. Let's get back into this sugya.
So what's the problem with the shoelace?
Oh, let's get this. Look at this Yerushalmi in the next story. It's Talmud Yerushalmi in the middle of the page. Look at the Talmud Yerushalmi in Shabbos Peretz of Halacha Beis. Yerushalmi says a few very clear words. Nishmatu rutsuos min al v'sandal. If the shoelaces of your sandal, I mean, obviously, the sandal, they're more than shoelaces, they're more the straps. If they come out, mach no til machzir. No til, meaning they're not mach, so you can hold them, machzir, you can reinsert them. Uvavad shelo yikshur. As long as you don't tie it, of course, tying in a way that will be permanent, that will be the problem. Now, notice the first word that Yerushalmi was nishmatu. What does nishmatu mean?
Fell off.
Meaning it was already there previously.
Right.
So with that in mind, look at how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Shin Yud Zayin Sif Beis. Now, Shinyan Zayin, I believe, is Hilchos Tikkun Mana, Makabe Patish issues. Nishbetu lo, if they fell out, Ritzuas Min of Asanda, Oshinishmat Rov Haregel, Mutal Hachsir Haritzuas Lemakomam, you could return them as long as you don't tie. Now, Magen Avram comments on that Shulchan Aruch, Aval Beminal Chadash, Osir Litain Haritzuas Beshabbos, but inserting laces anew on Shabbos, Metakin Mana. A brand new
shoe.
Lace. You're saying the shoe is new, or the first time you're inserting the laces? Maybe you're right. Yeah, min al chadash. Yeah, you're right. Min al chadash. You're making it from now we buy our shoes online, but when I used to go to sneaker stores, the kids try on the sneaker, and the guy would come and he'd lace up the sneaker for you or the shoe. So that would be that first time that they're putting it in. Would be that's making it into a shoe.
For an old shoe, it's okay.
Correct.
In a shoe store, it's.
Hold on one sec. Look at the next three words. I'm sorry. Yeah. So it's only if it's an old one, it already had a shame shoe. Shoelace ripped. You just put it in a new shoelace. Correct. Because it already had a shame shoe.
If the shoelace ripped.
Yeah, tie a bow.
If the shoelace rips on Shabbos, can you take out the old shoelaces?
So that was last week. So yeah, we said that it depends how long it is. How long the shoelace is. If it's long enough that it's usable for something, that's not mukzah. If it's not used long enough to use it, then it is mukzah. If it's mukzah, you can always use something else.
If you have it, you could maybe use it.
So that is not mukzah. Yeah. What? If so, you could get it out with some other. You take your teeth and pull it out. Whatever is left with your teeth, because that's minhag tzad. Yeah. What? That's a separate concern that you might come to do kesher kshel kayama to attach it. No, let's say it's not a lace. Let's say it's like a strap, like a that has to be attached to the shoe. So if you're going to make kesher shel kayama, that's going to stay there for the rest of the life of the shoe. That's a kesher shel kayama. Okay, continues
the
Magen Avraham.
That the sandal that they're talking about is not the same as our shoe, because that was a sandal.
Yeah, like the strap that was attached to the sandal.
Right.
That could be the kutzu. Yeah.
More,
so that's the
more
oh, so that's what the Magen Avraham. You're right. So the Magen Avraham is adding on. The Shulchan Aruch might have been talking about a strap. That's like part and parcel of the shoe. Because the Magen Avraham extends that idea also to inserting a shoelace. And continues the Magen Avraham, who had the besarval? Again, that was the word we had before, unsure what it means. Obe michnasayim. Oh, that's mamish, the tie string of a sweatpants. Does that mean that I'm not allowed to put a belt into my pants for the first time? I got a new pants, or I have old pants that I finally lost some weight and now I need a belt for them. So is this the usher for me to insert a belt into pants for the first time? Zok the Magen Avraham, aval avnet shari lahachnis b'mechnasayim. What's the difference between putting a belt and the tie string of the sweatpants? And says Magen Avraham, delo mevatalei hasam. Va'asi lahachnis l'hotzei tadir. Lo mikri misakin mana. Incredible yesod about in misakin mana. That when you, if something's made to put in and out, and you don't leave it there, that's not called tikkun mana. If something's made that this is where it stays and you leave it there, and you inserting it would be a violation of metakin mana. Similar to the concept why opening and closing the door, opening a door of a house is not called soser binyan, and closing a door is not called bona, because it's asi lekach. So similar idea to that conceptually, yeah. And therefore halacha lemaisa, if you have sweatpants and you want to get that string in, or if you have a hood and you want to put that string through, that's going to be... So even if there would not be tircha, it would still be an isser of mesakin mana to put it through for the first time. If it's already used and it's already been there, it shouldn't be makabatash. Oh, you say makabatash of the string. Oh.
No, only if it's a new beggar.
No, he's asking maybe the string is a new. It's the first time you're inserting the string.
Oh, the first time you...
Meaning it's an old shoe, but you're inserting it in a new shoelace.
There was never a string in there before, you mean?
No, it's an old shoe. You've been wearing it for months, right. And the string ripped. So you're putting in a new shoelace. I think if it's a new shoelace, it's okay. I think it's just dependent. The beggar has to be
that should be okay.
I think it depends on the beggar.
It was a cane. It's
an old beggar. It's
not a new cane. You're not making it a new cane. And it can be warm.
Yeah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah on this Shulchan Aruch, where he's talking about the putting in the lace, Haratzuas, and we've got Devidavka Osen Haratzuas. When we talk about putting in, that it's mutter to put Ritzuos into their place, onto the shoe, the Mishnah Berurah says, Davka Osen Haratzuas. Only those self same laces are you allowed to reinsert into the shoe. Ava Ritzuah Chadasha, Shalo Haisa Sham Itchila. Also, the mikra mitakin mana. If it's brand new shoelace, it would be a problem. So, if you're putting in a string into your sweatpants waistband or into your hood string, that would be a problem. If it's
a
new string. What? Or new shoelaces.
One
second.
If it's a new string.
That's what it seems like. Yeah. Okay. Let's see how the Shemir Shabbos puts these things all into practical situations. Zok the Shemir Shabbos kilchaz aperes tesvav sifkat and samachta lefikach sroch shemir nishmat min hanenal a lace that slipped out of a shoe mutter lachzel hashkil, you could lace it up again, no problem. Vimnikra, and if it got torn, similarly mutter lahashkil chelik mimena, whatever you could need to insert, you could do so. And of course, we don't want it to be too difficult. Skip the parentheses. Aval sroch shelo haya b'na'al zu. But if you ever have, but if you have a shoelace that was never, even if it's not a brand new shoelace, but it was never in this shoe, osur l'hashchilo gam b'na'al mishumeshes. Even if it's a shoe that you've already been wearing.
Wow, that's a good issue.
Unless, well, I think there's a separate issue. We're worried that you're going to leave it there. We're worried you're going to leave it there. And if you're going to leave it there, that's like doing something with a permanent sense. That will be a problem. But you know what? How could you, let's say you're stuck. You need to get to shul, and you're away for Shabbos. You have your weekday shoes, your sneakers that you wore, you're touring somewhere. You wore your sneakers during the day on Friday, and you have your Shabbos shoes to wear on Shabbos. You're somewhere in Europe, you're in Israel, I don't know where you are, you're in the mountains, you have those two shoes with you. And now, your shoelace comes out on Shabbos, so you're not going to be able to get to shul. How could we be sure that you're not going to leave the shoelaces in, the new shoelaces that you want to insert? If you put your sneaker shoelaces that don't match a shoe into your shoe...
Yeah, but no one's going to do that. You look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous, but at least you'll be able to get to shul.
No one's going
to, right?
Do that.
But that will be a way of ensuring that you're not going to leave it there because you look ridiculous. That's going to be mutter. Why? Because, hold on, because you're not going to leave it there. Why? Because it looks ridiculous. That's what he says the next time. Hold on. Aval. Ela im kein hasroch ubaal. It's a little highlighted. Seva shona. If you have black shoes with brown shoelaces, or you have a black shoe with a white sneaker shoelace, kol kach mitzeva hanal ad she'en haderech la'asos ken ela b'shas al chath, that you wouldn't really use this, then uvivale osid lo'tzio min hanal kebehektem, at your earliest opportunity, you would remove that shoelace, then it's going to be mutter.
How about if you do every second?
Let's finish this.
That's
not a heck. I don't know if that's a heter.
Yeah, it's the next.
Oh, so I just didn't remember. Okay. V'chein mutter l'hashchil sroch chadashim amnam yashchilo ba'ofem meshuna. Okay, you're right, thank you. I prepared this last week, because last night I didn't have time to prepare. My apologies. I had, Baruch Hashem, Simcha. So this is, I didn't prepare it this morning, as I usually do. Once the Shas this morning, as I usually do. So yes, if you do it in a way that's a funny, a little zigzag, or skipping every other eyelet, Ela Shuv Yotziyom and Hanal, Gagonim Mashkila Rak Bin Akam Hel Yonim, if you just do the top ones, not the bottom ones. So the point is that you can't insert a shoelace in a way that it's going to be left there in a permanent way. That would be a problem of Tikkun Mashkila. So now, based on this idea, we said that a belt is okay, because belts you put in and out. And I change my belts. I don't leave the belts in your pants. And even if you do, it's just because I have you're lazy and you have enough belts. So you can afford it. But what happens if your wife has a turquoise dress and she has a matching turquoise belt that goes with only this dress? So it has those loops, and this turquoise belt goes only with this dress. So where is that? Let's assume it's only for this dress, because it doesn't match anything else, as dress belts often have it, or a certain sash that matches the color. So that, when you put that in, when she would insert that, that might be staying there for good. So says the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Tesvav Samach Vav, Chagura hamiyuchedes l'simla misuyemes. You have a belt that's specified for a specific dress. Kevan shakavana la'asosa chelek min ha'simla. Your intent, when you're inserting that, says she's not putting on her belt, she's making the dress, right? The accessories make the woman, something like that. The belt makes the dress. And she plans, Dina kedin srok. It's going to have the same din, not as a men's belt, but as a new shoelace. Hamavur la'el. And it's going to be a problem.
First time or not with that?
Well, the point is that if she's putting it there to leave permanently.
Off.
Oh, so she takes it off every Shabbos and takes the belt off, that's fine. But a lot of times, women, if they have a certain type of dress, it's a certain, you know, I'm not talking about a regular belt that goes with five different dresses. If it's a belt that goes with that outfit, which is very common for a woman's dress, then that would be a problem to insert it for the first time.
She wouldn't be able to put it on if she always keeps it there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a good chumrah. Don't tell your wife, she'll beat you up. But if she asks,
what's the last line?
Aval chagura regila b'simla b'mechnasayim, one that you regularly put in, a regular belt, the regular belt that you put in regularly, that's going to be okay.
It means you take it out.
What?
It means you also take it out.
You can take it in, put it in, yeah, one that you take in and put out, that's going to be okay. So I saw in Rabbi Ribiat's Halacha, 39 Malachas book, in his topic of Makom Mepadesh, he adds an interesting thing. You know, women, girls, they have their necklaces. So you get, sometimes you get for, you know, a little, you know, bas mitzvah, or your granddaughter, your niece, you get her, or your little daughter, you get her one of these little chains with a butterfly that goes on it, a heart, maybe her name engraved, you know, in metal and silver, and then you put the thing through the loop. So you give it to her as a gift on Friday when you come for Shabbos.
A charm,
that's the word. Thank you. And on Shabbos, she wants to wear it for the first time. So you're putting in that necklace into the charm for the first time. So Rabbi Ribiat says that would be the same issue that we're speaking of. That's something that you're inserting. It's not like it's stuck there. You know, it's not a, you know, intensely stuck there like a belt in a shoelace in a shoe or a waistband in a sweatpants. But that charm is going to be there for the first time. And he says that would also be, you're leaving it there with the intention of staying there. That's like a makom mepadesh of this necklace.
But it's made to be put, to be removed. And put
okay,
back.
So I guess that depends on, you know, it depends on the nature of the necklace.
The nature of
if,
the charm.
If it's charm that you switch charm to charm to charm to charm, that would be a problem. But if it's the, you know, if you're buying her, you know, silver, it says, you know, Rachel Bracha, whatever her name is. And this is a special with a silver necklace, and this is the silver thing with a silver necklace, and it goes together. That would be the problem. If it's a charm that you switch around, then it would be mutter. Now, everything that we said seems to be not subject to any dispute, except there's this taz, which, as you see,
why only the first time? Let's say it comes out and you put it back, and you mean it to stay there. It should also be awesome, right? The charm. Situation.
Yeah, if it falls out and you intend that it should stay there, so that would be like the shoelace, that would be a problem. Right. No. I think if one of them has been used, remember, in the Shmir Shas Kilchaza, he said, if you have a shoelace that was never in this shoe, then it's going to be usher even in a used shoe. But if you have a shoelace that was in this shoe, and you want to return it to this shoe, for whatever reason it came out, that's mutter. Even if you intend to leave it there. So if it falls off and you're putting it back on, that's going to be okay. That's exactly like the case of mochin of an old pillow. You had stuffing that was in this pillow. It fell out of this pillow. You want to put it back in this pillow, even though your intent is to leave it there,
so
but it's already been made.
So if the pendant and the chain came off, so
that's going to be mutter. Right. If it's going to be the first time she's putting this pendant on, it's the first time she's putting the necklace in the pendant or the pendant on the necklace. Either one. It has to be that both of them were used together. If they're both used together, then if it falls out, it's okay, even though it's going to be, stay there for a while. But if it's going to be, that's exactly the case of the Gemara in Shabbos, of the stuffing of a... If this stuffing was in this pillow, then if it falls out, you could return it. If it's new stuffing or it's a new pillow, then it's going to be a problem. Just, you know, for the sake of integrity and honesty, there is a taz. I don't know what to make. Again, it's hard to understand this taz because it's against the tosis that we learned. It's, he's a lot of argument among Avraham, but look what the Taz says. Kasa b'siyosei b'shem chuvas ashkenazis. that you're allowed to put belt into pants. Mutal hachlis abnet b'mechnasayim b'shabbos. The law of it kli. You're not creating a kli thereby. V'lo mevatel. You're not being mevatel the belt into your pants. V'asi lahachlis lahotzi. And it's made to put in and out. We have loops to go in and out. And again, maybe not a woman's dress with a turquoise belt. And therefore, pshita d'sharia feel b'chati. Even as a brand new belt, brand new pants, first time you're wearing it, no problem. Made to go in and out. V'lo yodati, says the Taz. Why are you saying it's mutter because you're not being mevatlet there? Well, if he's that, in bedayt levatle sham v'lo lahotzi, if you would leave the belt there for good, it would be aser. Well, fi hanira, says the Taz, it seems to me, ainus rafila bezeh, even if you intend to leave a belt there forever, it should be mutter. There's no tying. Lo ba'avnei, lo ba'mechnasayim. The fact that you intend to leave it there forever is not a problem because you're not tying it. It sounds like he's ignoring this whole issue of that Tosa says that based on the Mochen story, based on stuffing pillow Gemara, Tosa says you're not allowed to put in a belt that's going to stay there forever. And he's sort of ignoring this Tosa. So I'm not sure. Again, we don't pass like this.
Shoelace is the same situation as the belt.
Maybe he'd be mad to a shoelace, but again, we don't pass him like this. It's just a curious thing because again, it seems to be against Tosa. Now, let's just point something very important out, because I was wrong a few minutes ago. Look at Shulchan Aruch on the top of page 3. Here is Siman Shin Mem, which gives us different. Before we were in a different Siman, this is Mochin Shnafu Menakes. This is passing the halach that we saw, passing the Gemara. Mutalach, Zirum Aval Yasa Litane Betchila. You're allowed to return the old stuffing, but not allowed to put a new stuffing. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. The hash to avid leimana, you're making it into a kli. V'yesh b'zeh. I'm sorry. Before I said, I know Beresh, you looked at me funny, and I guess you were right. I said it might only be nisa d'rabban. No, he says tikun mana would also be nisa d'oraisa. Tikun mana would also be nisa d'oraisa of makav patish. Yeah. So this making the kli would be. Could you imagine that? You do something as innocuous as slipping a new shoelace into a new pair of shoes. Something as innocuous as that, you have to get killed. The skila. Frightening. Right. I understood, right. So that's incredible. Like, we don't think of that. What? Right, staying home. I just tried to dramatize. But here, the Shahat Seed, I didn't see this Rambam inside, but the Shahat Seed on that Mishnah Berurah points out, you should just know that this is, that this is Shita of the Rambam, which I underlined. The Rambam, who rak mishum gzera shami yispor. The Rambam says that the iser of putting the mochen into the keses is not tikun mana, but it's a gzera d'rabbani, you might sew it up. However, all the other Rishonim don't say like that, and the Gemara, when introduced it in a way that was in the context of Makkeh v'Patish, and therefore the Shahat Seed says, we're not going to go like that Rambam, rather like all the other Rishonim, and it will be indeed an Issa Daraisa of Tikkun Mana.
Oh, yes.
Now with this, we're going to finish off.
If you stuff it though, you're still lacking the fact that you have to sew it. No one keeps an open pillow, so it shouldn't. It's not the Gemara, right? If you stuff it, you still have to sew it.
So if you have a zipper or you have a button, that let's talk about whether there's a zipper or the button that you put in.
Oh, yeah. A zipper or a button.
Yeah. Let's finish this sugya off, and now we're going to be able to apply it to a question of blowing up balloons and blowing up inflatable balls. Rabosai, a balloon is a little.
It's not permanent.
The balloon is not permanent, meaning it deflates after a week?
Yeah.
Okay, is that considered not permanent?
Yeah.
What's the definition of permanent for Hilchos Shabbos?
Permanent is permanent.
Is it 24 hours? Is it from now at 3 o'clock in the afternoon till the end of Shabbos at 9 o'clock, 6 hours and 15 minutes? It's permanent a month, it's a week. It's machlokas what permanent is by kosher, by kosev, by a lot of areas. So let's assume, certainly there are opinions that say Shabbos is a cutoff point. I don't know if that means 24 hours, it just means from now till the end.
But by its nature,
sure.
Balloon,
what?
By its nature.
What's left of Shabbos?
Oh, but by its nature, the keli of a balloon is not permanent. There's no permanence to a balloon at all.
But you're ignoring the definition of the word permanent.
No, but
you're imposing your own definition of the word permanent.
Yeah, because it's not a keli.
But if maybe in Hilchos, whatever, Hilchos kosher,
it's
permanent,
but a balloon is not permanent. It's never permanent.
In your mind, it's not permanent, but if it's going to last till if I blow it up on Shabbos for the Sunday morning birthday party, maybe halacha sees that as permanent.
By its definition, not permanent thing.
By your definition.
I have a balloon ready for 15 years.
Yeah, the cardiologists deal with balloons that last many, many years. Okay. So let's think about what we were saying. We were saying that if you have a brand new pillow case that you're inserting the stuffing into for the first time, that's going to be an iser. I'll leave out the word d'oraisa d'rabban. I'll leave out that word. It's going to be an iser of tikkun mud, of making a functional pillow. So if you have this little squiggly thing in your hand, little rubber balloon in your hand, and you're blowing up the balloon by, I'm not talking about tying it, which will be a kosher issue. Not getting into tying it. You're going to either let it whiz around, or you're going to let it, you're going to tie it with a rubber band on the bottom, which is not kosher. So is that going to be mutter or not? Sorry, according to what we're saying, forget permanent, because again, you're imposing your own definition of permanent.
But it's not even tying it, for sure it's not permanent. You just open a key.
You're right, that's true. If it's going to fly around, you're right, it's not permanent. So maybe that's not tikkun mud. Very good, that's a good point. So let's say I'm going to put a rubber band on the bottom.
Is it going to last?
Oh, let's see what the Shmir Shabbos says. Kadurim ubalonim. If you don't know what a balloon is, then figure it out. Shehaderech lunapeach. We know the word lunapeach from Bereishis. Vayipach ba'apav nishmascheim. Lunaderech lunapeach, to blow into them, to exhale into them avir v'likshorosam. Ein lunapeach b'hem avir v'areihem kodem hanipuach. And since there you can't blow into it, guess what these balloons are? These rubber balloons are therefore mukta b'Shabbos. Oh, so we are talking about mukta today. Ava b'makom she'en haderech l'kosham, but in a place where you don't tie them, you just you have the like water balloons, and you just fill them with water and throw them out. Right. If you just whiz them around, then mutla nefech b'hem. Awesome. V'chein hadin l'gabe d'miyos chayos. Let's say they have these. You know, you have like a kindergarten, like a three-year-old birthday party. So you get these balloons that are the shape of a, you know, animal shapes, fine. Asher, or they have those, you know, I remember when I was little, they had these like a punching bag, an inflatable punching bag that had a weight on the bottom and would, you know, topple over. So that would be the same thing. Any inflatable, basically. Asher, avir abahem nishmar ayadei pekak miyuchad. Right, sometimes it just has a plug that you plug it up and it stays there. Those little plugs that they inflate, a beach ball. We'll talk about beach balls in a minute. So that's going to be asur. If you've once inflated it, then to inflate it anew is mutter. That's going to be exactly analogous to the case of reinserting a shoelace that has already been in a shoe that is used, or reinserting the mochin, the khan stuffing into a pillowcase. That's going to be mutter. And that's really the end of my shoe. I happen to find something fascinating. Somebody once put in the Seamus a sefer, and I've used this sefer and giving shiurim from the sefer. This is at least the third or fourth shiur that I've cut out from the sefer that I found in Seamus. Rav Falk in Gateshead is a big Talmud Chacham, and he has a sefer on Makib Patish. What?
Related to Pnei Yeshua? Rav Falk, huh?
Could be, okay. And he has a fascinating chiluk. He says that maybe inflatable balls, there are different kinds of inflatable balls. You have an inflatable basketball. I once had a funny fashla, as they say in Hebrew, fiasco. I ordered, the first Purim that we had, that Yeshua Mordechai had Tzaddik here, I ordered footballs. Each kid was going to get home going with a football as a door prize. So I ordered it online, and it was quite cheap. It was $3 for a football. I said, I figured, because I'm buying 25 of them, that's why it's so cheap. I'm waiting for this big box to come, and we get a box of 25 footballs. It's about, you know, a little bigger than this. Like, that size of like two footballs. What's happening? I open it up and they're all uninflated. Oh my gosh, now we have to inflate 25 footballs. So Baruch Hashem, Pasquale in the back has a tire pump, an inflatable thing. So my kids, I gave them a job. My kids inflated 25 footballs. Oh, once you inflate the football, it's good. You use it. You can use it for years. It was only for months. Let's say it gets disinflated. On Shabbos, can you inflate it? Yes. With a pump? No. Yes. No.
Pump?
Yes, with a pump. No. Well, it's not a klisha malachta l'iser. You're doing, or even if it is, it's a tufa. Not an electric pump, a hand pump. A hand pump is mutter. What? This is no worse than a tzarech gufo. Could you use a hand pump to scratch your back? Even if you're right that it's miyuchad for a bike, let's assume would be aser. So if you could use it to scratch my back, why can't I use it to pump up a ball? It's no less than Tzarech Gufo. I think it's even better than that, your back. It's a real Hishtamshus.
As long as it's for
a... Oh, so pumping up that football the first time would be an Isser? Daraisa, maybe? Pumping up the football that got loose. You play basketball, it needs a little bit more air in it. You pump it up a little bit more. Motel Chatchila on Shabbos.
Wow.
With a pump. Motel Chatchila. A little bit of air, not as long as it's not new. Oh, and to finish up, but I want to tell you this incredible chiddush that I found in Rav Falk. He says, let's say you have a beach ball that by definition you always, a big beach ball, that it's hard to fit in the car. So what do? You inflate it and deflate. Or sometimes you have, like the kids have these big
rafts,
thank you, those inflatable rafts. And you want to put it in the car, you're going to the pool. You put it in the car, but it obstructs your vision and takes up the whole car. So you deflate it and inflate it. Says Rav Falk, that should be mutter even the first time. Because that's not tikkun mana. It's not that you're making it into a kli and now it's a kli. It's the whole nature is that by definition to inflate it, deflate it, inflate it, deflate it. That he's mechadesh. What?
Like a foldable chair.
Correct, like a foldable chair, like a closing or opening of a door. Look at that last point. He presents the first half that it's aser. He says there are two. He says regular balls like a basketball that you are football. That's going to be aser. Look at the bottom paragraph. However, kadurim shiragil lachzor ulor kenas avir meyam, that the way you use them is specifically to deflate it after you use it. Kagon osam kadurim gedolim, those big balls shiragil hayiladim sachekim meyam bayam, a beach ball uva brecha and at the pool mutl enafchem b'shaz, you can blow them up afilu bepam harishona. Wow, it's a great chiddush. The svar is, I mean, it's his own svar, but it makes sense. The whole problem with it is tikkun man, is that you're making something to be. I don't want to use the word permanent, because permanent is a dangerous word. What? You undo all your sneaker laces? You take all the laces out of your sneaker every time? Yeah? Yeah? No, this is because you put them in and take it out after each use. If you have a funny, I don't know, you have crazy... Yeah. We don't, shoes aren't, sneakers aren't like that. Okay, Yashikach Rabbi
Osei. First time here.
That's talk about so that you would, that's going to be awesome the first time.
But what
about
that?
It just says it's awesome. It's awesome to play the football because you're leaving the air in. It might be a second or third time.
He's saying that if it's a air that you plan to leave there, it's going to be us. But I think it should be mutter, like the case of the mochen.
Okay, but that he doesn't.
I don't know why. Yeah, that's true. He doesn't say that. But I thought the case of the mochen. You plan on leaving the mochen there? Oh, maybe because this is new air. Nah, that's not a good story. Air is not. Air is new air. It's interesting.